That's our guest today, Graham Sharp of the Steep Canyon Rangers. You've heard him on this program many times as Steep Canyon Rangers bring out new recordings and new sets and have news. This is a solo project from Graham Sharp. The name of the album is Truer Picture. A lot of great songs he's really stretching out. He had time to do so since nobody was out touring. They will be soon. The Steeps will be out soon. You'll get to see them soon. I'm certain that things will loosen up, and you'll get to maybe hear some cuts from this, or maybe Graham can sneak into the set in one of the tunes from this brand-new album, Truer Picture. This is Graham Sharp, and we're going to talk to Graham about his brand-new album, Truer Picture. For the audience of Unreal Bluegrass, you just heard the Truer Picture of me from a brand-new album from Graham Sharp. The title of the album is Truer Picture. The audience may readily recognize Graham Sharp from the great work with one of the most awarded, recognized bands in music, the Steep Canyon Rangers. Graham, this is, I think it's the first solo album. You've released individual songs before, but I think that Truer Picture is the first solo album that you put together.
It sure is, yeah. It was, you know, it wasn't an album I was really planning to make, but I guess, you know, starting in March of last year, I was home and had all this time and, you know, wanted to keep working, so I just ended up with all these songs. And, you know, it felt like the songs needed to be sort of recorded right away. You know, they're kind of the moment, I felt like. So, you know, with the band on hiatus, I just decided I'd just grab the reins and go for it.
Did you, you play a lot of different instruments, and the listeners here know that, and any fans of Steep Canyon Rangers know that. Guitar, banjo, I think they may see you more with, but a lot of guitar, a lot of harmonica. You had a lot of great harmonica playing on this album.
Yeah, you know, I really enjoy playing the harmonica. I actually started playing it, you know, when I was in high school, and, you know, don't do a lot of it with the Rangers, but some of my favorite music, you know, Little Walter and Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee is really heavily, you know, harmonica based, Sonny Boy Williamson. So, yeah, I love it. You know, I mean, on harmonica, listen to some of these guys play like anything, and they're amazing. And I got just a couple tricks on them, but, you know, you put them in the right place, and it sounds like you know what you're doing.
We're going to talk about one of those songs that really hammers on the harp playing. By the way, you have great heritage that you're following there, and I love harmonica players. I tried once. I bought one when they cost $5, and they were the Marine Band things, and it's still in my my original banjo case because I had it for a while, and I thought, I'm not doing this. I can't work it.
That's awesome.
So I put it in the case and left it there. They were $5. Now I think even that basic, you know, Marine, what they used to sell all the time, is now they're like 26 or 30. A buddy of mine is a harmonica
player. Yeah, like $35 or something.
Yeah,
like
just
now.
For your basic, you know, walking around in your pocket harmonica. Anyway, all right, we started off with the title, Cut Truer Picture of Me, which is, there's a lot of great themes in this song. There's a lot of great tempos in this song. We talked before we went on the air about a tune that might help us get into the album itself, and one of the tunes you mentioned was Truer Picture of Me. We heard that one. Let me give you the opportunity to explain that song a little bit, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, sure. You know, I mean, I guess a lot of that song just came from, you know, as a entertainer and somebody who's kind of out there in public, it's kind of necessity to be out on things like Facebook and Instagram, and, you know, there's a lot of pluses to being out there and connecting with people, but I think sometimes you tend to see, you know, just one very limited aspect of people in those, and you know, not the full picture. So you know, the song itself was just kind of a love letter to my wife, you know, about, you know, we've known each other for this long, and you know, I hope you love, you know, the full picture of me.
Yeah, it's like it starts off talking about a little older photograph, and then it goes into as things develop and what you are saying, you know, okay, here I am. Do you still love me? Here I am as we go this far along. And it's that type of a song. It's a really great notion. You're a pretty deep guy. I mean, Graham, I've had you on the show before, and I know that you put a lot of thought into all the songs that, you know, I'm not saying each one is a deep message, but there's a lot of input into what you're writing. And all the songs, there are 10 songs on Truer Picture, and they're all a little different. You have different tempos and different emphasis on instruments. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Who's joined you? Who's the steel guitar player that pops up every once in a while?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, primarily the record is me and a fella here outside of where I live, Asheville, North Carolina. it's primarily the two of us. There's another friend from Asheville named Matt Smith playing pedal steel, but it's really me and this fella named Seth Kaufman. And, yeah, Seth's just a wonderful producer. He's done, you know, great records with lots of folks from, you know, a pretty different world. From the Steve Canyon Rangers, people like, I don't know, Dan Auerbach, and he plays bass with Jim James from My Morning Jacket.
But and here you are, Dan, you know, Dan Auerbach, Black Keys.
Yep, yeah. Yep, the Black Keys. And so, and, but he worked with Shannon Whitworth, who's Woody Platt's wife in the Steve Canyon Rangers.
Sure.
He had worked with Shannon for a number of years, and I really loved just kind of his feel on stuff. And, you know, in making this record, I kind of was kind of wanted it to be different from the Steve Canyon Rangers. You know, if I wanted a real banjo, sort of, you know, more traditional rootsy record, I figured I would probably just, you know, probably make that with the Rangers. So I did think that, you know, this is an opportunity to do something a little bit different.
Yeah, oh,
so,
sure.
So I was really grateful for Seth. You know, we didn't really talk through the approach a lot. It just all came about really organically, and I was thrilled with how it came out.
The second cut on the album, Generation Blues, is pretty much of a rocker, I mean, as far as the rhythm. And I don't know how much of that speaks about you. We've talked once before, creeping up into some of your songs on the last CD that the Rangers put out, there were some references to some military references, maybe very subtle. And does this have to do with your relationship? And it talks about my father was a general, then you describe yourself. But, I mean, Generation Blues is about.
Yeah, you know, I really don't have any, you know, at least not in, you know, my most direct family, a lot of relationship to the military. But just in hanging out with people who are involved in the military or who come from military families, you know, those stories really seem to stick with me for some reason.
Well, it's the most rocking, if that term means anything anymore, of the tunes on here. Although I might set that next to Bad Apple, and I do want to talk about that in a second. So you go from that to let's bounce down the North Star, which is just a really beautiful kind of reflective song for the subject of the song is a woman who's leaving and finding freedom in her life and she just goes away, but she's where she wants to be, and she's doing what she wants to be, and you don't know the backdrop to why she necessarily had to get away from that family, if that was the motivating factor or not, or just a person. But it's a really nice compared to Generation Blues, which has that nice rock and beat. North Stars is just a nice, quiet song about somebody just finding themselves.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a really simple, you know, kind of country sort of waltz. And it's one that I'd actually written. Most of these songs I wrote this last year, but it's one I've had for a few years and just never really quite seemed to fit the Rangers. And I just figured it was time to, you know, bring it to life. And I actually wrote that song shortly after I'd read a book of short stories by Alice Munro called Runaway. And just these beautiful stories of people, you know, for various reasons, kind of leaving their home. And I actually wrote several songs, you know, right after I'd read that collection of stories, and that's one of them.
That's good. I'm always curious for songs they don't like to beat at the death, because sometimes a songwriter, musician, or artist, they take them and go with them, and I don't mean to try to break them down so much to pin down everything, but I always like to know the motivating, maybe some motivating subliminal thing that gets you to write the song. So that's a beautiful song.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the wonderful things about songs is that I think once you record it and kind of present it to people, they can kind of take on their own life and their own meaning, you know?
And I never mean to put you in a spot where you have to tell me what it means. So that's done, and there might be a moment of reading or literature that inspired it, but I don't, you know, I tend to focus on the lyrics as a way of getting into the discussion. But
I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. And Bad Apple. I want to talk about Bad Apple. We were talking about your harp playing, which I've heard throughout Steep Canyon Rangers, and I'm always asking who's playing harmonica. And then I learned on the last one that you're not a bad whistler. There's not a lot of whistling on this one, but Bad Apple is a minute and a half or so of just some really serious foot stomping harmonica playing, and you mentioned your inspirations already.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's one that as I was kind of doing these live shows, you know, in the fall and last summer, I was doing some just small solo shows and really needed something in the show that wasn't just me strumming a guitar or even me playing the banjo, you know. Just try to, one thing that we've always tried to do with the Rangers is try to change things up as it goes along, and so you don't really get lulled sonically into one thing for too long.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, that was a big inspiration for that tune, and I just sort of had these, you know, just this handful of lyrics that seemed to work with that, and I love, like, I don't know, the songs like Lost John, and there's a handful of, like, solo kind of show harmonica tunes out there that you can hear people do, and they're amazing. So it was kind of a little bit of beyond of that.
Yeah, I do like, you do a thing with a banjo later on I want to talk about, and we'll get to that briefly. But I like your harmonica play, and you also play the harmonica, I think. I assume that you and Come Visit My Island, which you're going to say for a little bit further down the line here as we get into the rest of Truer Picture. I'm talking to Graham Sharp, if you're just tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass, brand new album, Truer Picture, 10 cuts on it. Where is this available? You sent it to me because I asked you to, but where can people find it?
Well, you know, I mean, it's available through GrahamSharp.com, which is my website. And then Bandcamp has been doing some great things.
Okay.
Bandcamp.com has been doing these deals where they're, you know, waiving all fees and all the money's going to artists and labels
here
recently.
Okay.
So it's also available there at Bandcamp.com.
Okay. Let me ask you this. I don't know. Do the Steeps have a schedule of appearances coming up now that things are kind of coming out of this COVID time?
We do. Okay. We do. Yeah. We, you know, we'll be... It's just kind of fits and starts, really, up until about August or September or so. But we'll be back in there pretty heavy, you know, in probably about 4 months or so.
Well, and the reason I ask that, and this is your album that we're talking about, is will people hear any of these tunes? And let's say, will the Steep Canyon Rangers, will they step aside if you want to play Bad Apple? I mean, or will you be doing like kind of like a parallel appearances? As the Steep Canyon Rangers appear, will you be doing things as Graham Sharp?
I mean, you know, once the band gets up to full speed and stuff like that, I can't imagine I'll be doing much of this. But you know, in the meantime, I'm just kind of filling in gaps with it. And, you know, if it shows, we'll feel it out. You know, I really try to be really sensitive to that. I mean, if it's something that can help the show and help, you know, the band, what we present, you know, I'd love for some of these to be part of the show. But
hey, listen, how could you not have a minute and a half for Bad Apple? Tell Nicky to untie his shoes for a while and take a break because he's always dancing. And a minute and a half, minute 45, you want to stretch it to that of some really, really nice harmonica playing. That would be the first entree, I think, into getting into some of it. If you want to, but I mean, that'd be very
like
cool.
That.
I'd like to see
right,
that.
I'm gonna pass that along.
good. I'm sure that'll carry a lot of weight to down the ranks. Hey, listen, you mentioned Coming Back to My Life, which is your banjo. I want to lead into that. I want you to get up. We're talking about some of these tunes. I want you to lead into Coming Back to My Life, and that is pretty sparse presentation. It's you and the banjo and a little bit of is that your foot or are you playing on a percussive instrument?
It's actually Seth playing a washboard bass.
Okay, all right, good.
Yep.
Good. Didn't know that. Okay.
So it's just the banjo and the washtub bass on that one.
Well, there's a very comfortable. I guess that's the most banjo that you have on this record, the Truer Picture.
For sure.
Yeah. So it's a very comfortable and it's a very nice. It's a banjo, but it's not like you're blowing people off. You could almost be doing without finger picks, but I don't think that you are. But it's go ahead.
Well, I mean, you mentioned before we were on the air about, you know, just kind of a John Hartford feel, and it is that. It's just kind of that easy sort of, you know, kind of loping sort of feel to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it suits the solo banjo really well.
You are, you know, he always, one of the things that confused me most about him in the 70s when I was trying to hear these things is I didn't know you were allowed to retune your fourth string. So I was always thinking, where's that other note? He was always thinking, what tuning do you use on Coming Back to My Life?
Right.
Do you do a special tuning, or you just play in your regular banjo?
Yeah, I mean, it's that drop tuning, and he uses that.
Okay.
He uses that a lot. Is like it's really Earl Scruggs, what they call it, like a Home Sweet Home type.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you retune the fourth. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's then. I'm going to take a break from you. Give you a second. I want the audience of Unreal Bluegrass to hear Coming Back to My Life, which is a cut off of the Truer Picture album from Graham Sharp, who's my guest today, and then we'll be back in just a minute. There, the audience has now heard Coming Back to My Life, which is the most banjo by far on the album, and that's fine. Graham Sharp's Truer Picture has all kinds of great music, great guitar playing, great different textures, great different sounds, and I enjoy Coming Back to My Life. That's maybe because I like banjo so much, but that's one that I would just like to sit around and just play. It doesn't have to be really loud. I could play it in a room where nobody is. And just sort of, you know, if I wanted to stomp my foot, I could do that. I'm not going to have a washed-up bass, but I could certainly keep time with that. Here's a song on the album of the 10. There's a couple that, I'll tell you what, let's lead into My Neighborhood. I want to talk about that a little bit. That, I think, is always relevant. I'm not saying that you wrote the song about these times, but it's always relevant as far as if I can set it up a little bit. It's kind of like that could never happen here. I mean, it's someone who's looking at a number of different things. Could be any number of issues that could never happen here. But if you dig deep enough, you're going to find some of those same things which are injurious to towns and civilization. But can you set that up a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, the inspiration really came actually from a neighbor who was digging out a fire pit behind their house. And as they were digging, they were uncovering all these rusty hinges and broken teacups and nails and stuff from this, actually an inn that had been on that site and had burned down a couple times, 140 years ago. So that was kind of the original image that I started the song with. And, like you say, I mean, our history is right here under our feet.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, I was particularly moved by that cut. I thought it was a really, how do we do this and not do it? I thought it was a really good comment. It's a real good comment about, let's do it that way on societal issues that we're facing all the time. Doesn't have to be now, but I thought it was, it's kind of like the deeper family. It's the concept behind that on the album, too, is that we're part of a larger whole. And
just a deep connection.
I like you're a thoughty guy, Graham. I've said this before, but you put a lot of thought into your songs, and I don't want to mine all of that out of you, because like you said, once they're recorded, they're there. That's the entity that they are, and that's really all I need to say about them. Great album, Truer Picture. We've talked about several, played a couple. The very last song on the album, then I'll let you go, because I want you to introduce this, is Come Visit My Island, a little bit more harmonica. It's a nice way to tie up this album. It has so many different issues and so many different thoughts and some happy thoughts and some just commentary thoughts. The very last song, Come Visit My Islands, is just that. It's like, okay, you've heard all these things. Just come out and relax. Come out to my island, my musical island, and just relax. It's just a nice, easygoing song.
Yeah, kind of the island, is sort of where you are in isolation, And I think the record really, in a lot of ways, like, a way to kind of invite people into what that was. So you're right. I think it's a fitting way to tie it up.
I think it is. Listen, I'm so excited about this album. I'm always happy to talk to Graham Sharp. There's always good stuff to talk about. I can't wait for who knows when it'll be. We'll just say whenever it happens that venues are safe for everybody and that the Steep Canyon Rangers can get back on the road. You guys, the Steep Canyon Rangers are one of the busiest bands, deservedly so, because probably one of the most awarded bands in any kind of music at this point. So I would imagine once things get started up, you'll get back onto your regular schedule, full time hitting the road.
Yeah, it's happening slowly, and we are eager for that day, but we're not gonna push it. But it's happening, and we'll be right there.
Yeah, do it. The court, from my point of view, the court system. I'm a lawyer. We're still haven't decided when we're going to open things up, so we just have to sit back and wait until someone says it's safe, and we think it is. So that's beside the point. Graham Sharp, listen, thanks a lot for making the music available and always taking time for Unreal Bluegrass. I'm going to say goodbye to you, and I'll play the 10th cut from for the audience from Truer Picture, your album. And the name of this tune is Come Visit My Island, and hopefully we'll get a chance to run across you on the road somewhere.
Indeed. Always a pleasure to catch up, Steve. I appreciate it.
Graham, take care, bud.
All right, bye.